to the program, you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. On the way, we'll tell you about a federal prosecutor who's been arrested looking for a little bit of underage sex. A little bit more underage than you might think.
Wow.
We'll get to the details first. We'll go to the phones and talk to Bill in Oklahoma. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a few things. First of all, I think I want to clear up the mystery Paula bill. I think the one she's alluding to is the troop rest bill. Basically, the Democrats are trying to give the soldiers more time to recuperate in between tours of duty in Iraq.
She claimed that, this is Paula in Florida who called in last hour, she claimed that there's a bill that's going to bring all the troops home, and it's been introduced in Congress. That's pretty different.
This bill, no, I'm getting there.
Okay.
The proposed bill that's in Congress now, the Democrats' plan is to slowly retreat the servicemen gradually over a period of time, to prove to the people in the Middle East that, hey, we're not here to fight with you, this is ridiculous, and then hopefully con their way completely into a complete withdrawal sooner or later. So she was partially right. The problem is Bush is going to veto the bill, so it's not going to go anywhere anyway.
Right. And they don't have two-thirds to override him, so it's just symbolism then. It's what it is, right?
Right. Exactly. Second thing...
Hold on a second. If they're going to do something symbolic... Why wouldn't they do something? I mean, if they understand that this is not going to go anywhere, why wouldn't they do something symbolic and say, let's get all of the troops out right away, as Mark would say, on the first thing smoking. Ron Paul is also in this camp. He says, let's get them home as soon as possible. None of this drawn-out crap, this, you know, okay, we're going to take 5,000 here and then 5,000 there, and then 5 years from now, we might be down to 50,000 left. You know, why wouldn't they just put out a bill that says they're all coming home within the next month, and then let that one get vetoed?
It doesn't matter, because either way you look at it, it's going to be a waste of a tree anyway.
But it'd be more powerful symbolism, you see, and it would show that they actually do care about bringing the troops home sooner rather than later. But no, they're just a bunch of politicians, and they don't actually care about the troops.
No.
Exactly. Second item to discuss, I don't know if anybody caught this, Mr. McCain has apparently switched religious affiliation.
Really?
He's gone from being a Episcopalian, I guess it is.
Episcopalian? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. To now he's a Southern-born Baptist.
That's interesting.
I don't know what the difference is between the two.
Well, it's quite a bit of difference in that, you know, Episcopalians are, you know, very...
low-key.
Well, it's like a Catholic light.
Okay.
You know, it's...
No confessions, none of that stuff?
Whereas the Southern Baptists have a reputation, certainly not all of them, not even half of them are this way, but they have a reputation for being loud and Bible-believing, meaning that they believe the Bible literalists.
Aren't they also a pretty large voting bloc, the Baptists?
Well, they're noisy.
Well, as I recall, when we were looking at the percentages of, I think it was just religions in general here in America, the Baptists were pretty heavy percentage. There's a lot of them.
Okay.
So maybe he's pandering.
I am going to go with this is very soon he's going to probably knock on Ian's door and declare himself a universal Unitarian, just this way his vote.
I'm not a Unitarian.
That's me.
That's Mark. I'm the atheist.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So confused sometimes. It's no. One more thing, and I'll
but I can tell you what I'd do if John McCain stopped off at my door. I'd hand him a Liberty card and say, no thanks, I believe in Liberty. Here you go.
That's
what I do to the people that come by, and they usually it's John Edwards. That's all I've seen so far is John Edwards has these very young ladies, usually somewhat attractive ladies, walking around and trying to promote him. And I say, well, you know, I actually support Liberty and freedom. And here, hang on a second. I go and get a Liberty card for him and hand
him. He has to get women to do his bidding for him. He should be getting haircuts. So my final item I want to discuss, I was kind of wanting to do it a couple nights ago, but I kind of lost track of where I was going.
Okay.
Oprah has backed Obama.
Mm.
You've got a couple of celebrities going the way of Hillary. I don't really see any big support for Ron Paul. And this really frightens me to a great deal, since there isn't a big name figure in his corner.
Now, when you say big support, you mean big support in the media, because we know that Barry Manilow is a Ron Paul contributor, and we know that Glenn Jacobs from WWE, WWE's Kane, is also a supporter.
Yeah,
I mean, those are two pretty big guys.
Right, right. But, well, okay, you bring up Kane. Well, Kane's got to stay, or Glenn, I should say, has to stay pretty much bipartisan because of his profession. He can't go out and, you know, be on Ron Paul's campaign trail, because that'll mix his profession, his company.
I don't know if that's true. I'm not sure about that.
Well, they've got the.
He can't do it as Kane, because that's owned by the WWE, but he can certainly do it as Glenn Jacobs. Yeah.
Well, the only problem is you got people out there who can't separate fact from fiction. When they see Glenn Jacobs, they don't see Glenn Jacobs as the man. They just say, "Oh, there's Kane." You know.
I guess it would depend on what his contract says, and none of us know what that says.
True.
But nonetheless, even though there are some big celebrities that are behind Ron Paul, nobody in the media is talking about it, so it might as well not be happening.
Right. I do want to bring up an interesting point. Why I did bring this up is what I found interesting is while I was trolling Dig the other day, there was an article that was submitted. Bill Gates from Microsoft fame was doing a little Q&A about what he was planning on doing after he officially pulls out of the Microsoft Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And he did pledge his support for Ron Paul.
Get out of here. Are you
really serious?
Where did you see that?
It was one of the articles over on Dig. I don't know if it's gotten to the front page or not, but it's down in there. And he just basically said that if he intends to vote in the next election, his vote, if Paul gets it past the nomination mm-hmm. process, that's where he would go with his vote. And I thought that was kind of promising.
I need a link for that.
Yeah, what is it? You say that's on Dig. Is it a legitimate source or just somebody on a blog?
It was from a tech. Website. It was like like a PC Mag kind of thing. I don't remember exactly who. I wish I bookmarked.
Now that would make an interesting running mate for Ron Paul. Ron Paul, Bill Gates, 2008.
Wow.
How about that one?
Man.
That'd be awesome.
Hey,
all right, guys, thanks
for
so
the news, Bill.
Thanks.
Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
And Ian, I got to say, you know, when you mentioned Barry Manilow, I didn't know that. And
well,
there's a story
but
about
Barry Manilow has donated to all anti-war candidates. Campaigns. He's not just a Ron Paul supporter.
I did.
Glenn
not
Jacobs, on the other hand, is just a Ron Paul supporter.
Yeah, I've seen a picture of him in a Ron Paul T-shirt, so we know that.
I think that Glenn would make a great running mate too, because
definitely
he would
get the media.
He would get the beer drinking, vote.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a big, big
that's
vote. That's
point.
How the Macho Man did it.
Wait, the Macho Man ran for president?
No, he ran for for governor.
No, you mean
Macho
the body,
Man Randy
the body,
Savage?
The
Randy,
I'm
okay.
Sorry, I don't know that. I don't know these guys. I'm sorry.
I'm looking right now at dig.com. Searched Ron Paul Gates, didn't find it, so maybe we'll dig around a little bit more. But if that's really true, if Bill Gates has endorsed Ron Paul, I mean, I guess Bill Gates is hated by a lot of people, so maybe Ron Paul campaign doesn't really want to bring that forward. But
I'll take the money.
Yeah, I would go ahead and promote that.
That's neat.
And try to get in touch with him. But yeah, well, who would you want to see run with Ron Paul? That might be an interesting question for those of you Ron Paul fanatics out there. Who's your dream vice presidential candidate? I'd say Kurt Russell. I think it'd be great to have
Kurt Russell.
Russell
would be fantastic.
You know, he is a libertarian.
Yes, I know. And he's been so helpful to the libertarian cause without making too many waves in Hollywood.
Now, what do you mean? How do you mean?
Well, you know, he contributes plenty of money to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, oh yeah. A lot of money.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That makes me feel even better about going to see his movies.
Yeah, very, very cool guy. He's pretty open with his pocketbook, but he keeps his lips fairly tight in Hollywood.
Maybe he's waiting for the right moment.
He's a neat
everybody
guy.
Knows that. I mean, if you know Kurt Russell, at least from the Hollywood people, I've listened to the commentary tracks, and I mean, people know he's a libertarian that work with him, so he must be talking amongst the Hollywood people, and that's a good thing, too. 800-259-9231. Who should run with Ron Paul as the vice presidential candidate? This is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. On the way, a perverted federal prosecutor.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Sherlock Holmes, Miss Marple, and Perry Mason. Everyone likes a good mystery. But if you don't have a clue what 10W30 means, don't ask the butler. When I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG. The case of what does 10W30 mean tops the bestseller list of oil mysteries. Here are the clues. The first number rates the oil's viscosity, or thickness, at 0 degrees Fahrenheit. The W means the oil can handle cold winter temperatures. And the second number refers to its viscosity at 210 degrees. FYI, lower numbers mean thinner oil. Today's cars typically use skinny oil, like 5W30, so that it can squeeze into tightly engineered engine parts. Now the mystery's solved. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they'd buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features for free. We've got the wiki there with over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and you can edit it to your heart's content. wiki.freetalklive.com. And if you or perhaps someone you know needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about here on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in less than 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty. So go to Liberty Radio. LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. That's LibertyRadioUnderground.com. On the way, we'll talk about the perverted prosecutor. And since we mentioned Bill Gates, you've got a story about Microsoft. We'll get to that in a moment, and the EU. But first, let's go to Spooner in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Gardner and Mark. Hello, Spooner.
Yes, Gardner.
Hey, Spooner.
Gardner, you repeat this idea that Ahmadinejad says he wants to wipe somebody off the map. Mm. Are you familiar with the fact that this is clearly proven to be a mistranslation?
No, I didn't know that. Tell me more about that.
It's all over the internet.
Go with that.
He never said any such thing. I've read the whole speech that with the context of what he said and how it was mistranslated. He tells about how the Shah was displaced out of Iran.
Exactly, and he'd been put in there by the CIA.
He talks about how the... Pardon?
And, of course, he had been put in there by the CIA.
The Shah, that is.
Yeah.
Right, but his point was about history. He said there's been long struggles for people to try to throw off oppressive external occupations. For instance, the Shah, they fought for decades, and they finally got him out. Then he talked about the Soviets in Afghanistan, how the Mujahideen fought and fought. It looked hopeless. They were going to give up, but they finally threw him out. Then he mentioned Hussein in Iraq and how he was, however it happened, he was eventually thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said the same goes for the Palestinians who are suffering under the regime in Israel, that regime would be thrown off. That's the context of that whole sentence. And Juan Cole, the professor from Wisconsin, has proven that he's an expert, I guess, in Persian and Farsi. He says there's no such idiom in Persian or Farsi, wipe off the map. That's like a distinctly American kind of expression. As a matter of fact, only Americans have wiped people off the map.
That's true.
In an instant.
Can I ask you a question? There was another statement, and I should find out about this. That's really good to know, because, again, it lends support to non-intervention. Israel can take care of themselves regardless, you know, if they had been threatened, whatever. And the
like
whole
Grandpa
government,
says, they've got 200 nukes.
Yeah,
already.
Precisely. We don't see us going down there saying they've got to disarm, you know. They're an ally.
It's really bad for people to promulgate this
misinformation. I wanted to ask you, there was another statement that I wonder whether it was misquoted or not, where he said that Israel would be, and I'm just paraphrasing now, like relegated to the dustbin of history or something
right,
like that.
Right, the regime, the Israeli state that's currently in power over the Palestinians,
right.
That regime will go the way of the Shah, the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan, and Hussein's regime. It's just going to be replaced, or, you know, maybe if he comes around to...
So it wasn't necessarily a statement...
Just not replaced.
So it wasn't necessarily a statement about the people, it was about the government.
And no, only Americans think that maybe if we wipe out, turn it someplace into a parking lot, not even thinking about all of the innocents that get killed, only Americans think that way. He doesn't want to wipe out Israel and the Palestinians. He just wants, the context of the whole speech was to throw off the oppressive regime. So,
excellent.
So just
excellent.
Just Google, Ahmadinejad and mistranslation, wipe off the map.
Great.
There's no idiom in Persian to even speak that way.
Thank you for the expertise, and we appreciate the correction. Thank you for the call. 1-800-259-9231. You know, I don't know, where did you first hear that, Guard? Was it on Fox News or something?
Well, there were two different occasions when Ahmadinejad had said things about Israel. First, the first one was he was very deft, and he said, eventually they will be gone. And that was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't saying that we will take actions to get rid of Israel or something like that. He said eventually they will no longer be there. And it goes a lot with what he was saying. And I think that lends a lot of credence to what he was saying. It seems like, yeah, if you look at the literal translation. Now, the question is, you know, whether Ahmadinejad is so wily and so on. And who knows? I mean, the politics, why should I be concerned with that?
Yeah.
But that's an excellent point he brings up, though.
It's an important point because usually when you see something reported on the news, they're usually getting it from the government,
mm-hmm.
and so they just take what the government says at face value. Who in the news, who in Fox News or CNN or whoever is going to check the government's translation of an Ahmadinejad speech or something like that, or of Osama bin Laden?
That's right. Now, the second one, I'm not quite sure on, and I want to check that out. I'm going to put that in there, Ahmadinejad and what do you say, translation?
Mistranslation.
So I want to do that, but the second one came a while later and was a little bit more overt. as saying essentially, you know, threatening Israel. This is the interpretation that we heard. And so I was always thinking to myself, well, look, you know, if the people of Israel, if the government is being threatened, then those people have a right to self-defense. The problem is that you're dealing government against government, and, you know, that makes it a really messy situation.
This is the great thing about Free Talk Live is we all make mistakes. We all take information from a source, maybe sometimes without necessarily checking it, and somebody can call into this show and literally get on the air and say, hey, you guys are wrong about this.
Yeah.
How would Sean Hannity have handled that call? Would they have even let him through?
Not a chance.
I don't think he would have gotten through.
Right. And if he'd lied about his topic and managed to get on the air, how do you think that call would have been handled?
Well, first off, he could have lied about his but at that point, then he would be liable to wait for an hour before he actually got to get on.
Right.
So it wouldn't have been as timely either.
That's true. And they can always dump him.
Yeah. In fact, I just put in Google here the fourth item down in Google. If you put in Ahmadinejad mistranslation, 5/22/2006 from AlbionMonitor.com, did Ahmadinejad really call to wipe Israel off the map? So there's been another statement since then, so I'll have to check that out.
Very interesting, and thank you for the lead on that, Spooner. 800-259-9231, Microsoft. The news hit today that apparently the European Union is planning on slapping them with a tremendous fine, several hundred million dollars, I think.
Yeah,
what's this all about, Gardner?
$690 million. Okay, here's the deal, man. The story out of the EU is a follow-up to something that started about 4 years ago when Microsoft, maybe even more than that, Microsoft Windows Media Player, they were going to be bundling Windows Media Player into their Windows. I don't even remember what the platform was then. It was years ago, whether
XP
it was Windows
or,
2000.
Yeah, or, ME or something.
Yeah, something like that. Might have been XP. So anyway, the EU brought suit under antitrust, saying that Microsoft had a dominant position in the marketplace, and they were using this in anti-competitive fashions to try to stop their competitors. So I actually wrote a piece on this. It's over at techcentralstation.com. It's old. It's when this first was brought up. Microsoft appealed it. Finally, their appeal was decided upon today out of Luxembourg, and the Dateline Luxembourg says, a top European court on Monday handed Microsoft a surprise defeat in its epic antitrust battles, breaking the European Commission's 2004 fine record. So it's going to be $690 million. Against expectations of a split judgment, the European Court of First Instance upheld most of the EC's ruling against the U.S. company.
Now, I'm curious as to what Microsoft is going to do about this. I have my own ideas, and I'm sure you guys do as well, but will they actually take a radical step and maybe just tell the EU to go F themselves? We'll get to more discussion here and take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. What would you do if you were in charge of Microsoft in this case? It's Free Talk Live.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearonOnline.com. That's HearitOnline.com. HearitOnline.com. That's HearitOnline.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323, or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show. Front page of the website for your download and convenience. Go and get them at freetalklive.com. And if you like Gardner Goldsmith, he's got his own website, libertyconspiracy.com, and he does his own radio show during the week. It's all downloadable at his site as well. So more audio than you know what to do with, all for free.
Thanks, man.
So, Mark.
Speaking of websites, go to our website and check out the banner for SACL CAI. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. That's freetalklive.com. Check out their banner or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Now, from what you told us a few months ago, Gardner, there's a situation developing over in the EU that is pretty similar to something that happened a few years ago here in America.
Sure.
Microsoft had a lawsuit filed against it by some of their competitors saying, hey, you're putting Internet Explorer in with Windows, and that's just mean. You shouldn't put a web browser in with Windows. And
more value for someone's money?
Yeah,
what?
What are you doing? And so they actually found against Microsoft in that particular case, and I don't remember what the requirements were they had to jump through in that case. But in this one, in the EU, they're saying, hey, you can't put that Windows Media Player in there. What, you want to make people watch videos or something? What's all this about? Your software should just function as an operating system, and that's it. No bells, no whistles. Cut this anti-competitive garbage out. Of course, it's not anti-competitive. It is competitive. And it's a good thing, because As a just an average computer buyer, when you turn that computer on, you don't want to have to under
understand how to install some program that you first then have to download off of the internet or whatever. I mean, if you want to watch a DVD, you want to put that DVD in the drive, close the drawer,
yeah,
and have the DVD pop up on your screen and start playing.
That's what I want.
That's what the Windows Media Player allows you to do.
Yeah.
Anything else is going to be very confusing for the average computer user.
Absolutely. And, you know, the amazing thing is about this with the EU, the way they've gone about this is just like that antitrust suit in the United States against IBM years ago. They brought this antitrust suit against IBM, some of their competitors, and IBM was in legal limbo for like a decade or more. By the time they were done, IBM was no longer the dominant computer company,
right,
because Windows had Microsoft had supplanted them. And over here in the EU, this suit started years ago, maybe
right,
5 years ago, 6 years ago. It's finally done. And what are they going to force them to do? It says Microsoft has 2 months and 10 days to appeal this. But what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to give out some of their programming to be shared by other computer companies and pay this $690 million fine.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Now then,
insane.
That leads me to my first point on this, and that is in the very beginning paragraph of the article, there was some sort of statement like, in a surprise decision.
Right? Oh, yeah. What? A surprise defeat. Here it is.
A surprise defeat.
A top European court on Monday handed Microsoft a surprise defeat.
Who is this a surprise to? Exactly.
Yeah. No kidding.
I mean, let's look at the government's position here, okay?
Right.
I presume, was it the government that brought the lawsuit, or was
it was the government, yeah.
Okay,
it was
so the
EU
government
itself
brought the suit,
yeah,
and they said, hey, Microsoft, big company, lots of money, okay, anti-competitive suit, okay, let's go after these guys. And so then the media is trying to portray this as being an unexpected decision. The government has two choices here. Either they let Microsoft off on the lawsuit that the government brought on them, and they say, you know what, we in the government were wrong. You guys are doing a fine job.
Right.
Keep up the good work. Or, the other hand, they could choose to fine them hundreds of millions of dollars.
And can you imagine,
which do you think they're going to do?
Here you are, you're a guy working, and you create some product. It turns out to be very, very popular, although some people don't like it. They say, well, we're going to go with something else. But you're still number
popular
one.
Popular enough to make you rich.
Yeah, yeah, you make it a price with support that is affordable, and boom, you're in. You're good. I mean, shoot, McDonald's doesn't have the greatest food, but it has some of the fastest food for some of the cheapest prices.
Right.
I could go to a French restaurant or a fine Italian restaurant and pay 5 or 6 times or 7 times as much for the food.
Yes.
But if I want to get it in 5 minutes, I want to get back out on the road, boom.
You know where to go.
I know where to go. And I think the EU ought to go someplace special too, but I won't mention it on the air. You know, these guys, they constantly think that dominance of an industry somehow comes through corruption rather than satisfying the stinking consumer.
I don't know
what
if that's what
deal?
They really think. I don't know if that's what they really think. I think that's just what they say.
Well, let's say they appeal to that right sort of thing in the populace. How
exactly
about that?
Yeah. That's what they do. Because I think they
that
know better. They
yeah
know better.
And, you know, that's a real disservice to anybody who doesn't understand economics. You know, here are these guys in the EU. Some of these guys are attorneys. Some of these guys have economics degrees. They're the big, big wigs, and they always go to them for advice in the EU. And they're sitting there, they're promulgating this falsehood that these companies are somehow exploiting people or hurting competition by competing.
Yep.
Nuts!
Look, I've got Windows Media Player on my computer. I've got and at least two other versions of Media Players. And, you know, the fact is, Windows Media Player isn't the greatest media player
it's
out there.
Not, no.
But it functions.
It's the one I use
done
because it's all I can. I don't know how to set up anything else. I don't want to learn how to set
right
up anything
else. As Joe Average computer user, and you're probably a little bit better at computers than Joe Average, just a little.
Slightly.
You're not interested in going out and looking at articles online to determine what's the best media
no
player, because there's 15 of them out there, at least. I mean, 15 major brand media players out there. If you
I want
choose
easy
from.
I want to be able to put the thing in the drive, and it starts up on its
right
own.
Mm-hmm. I mean, can anybody actually take the side of the EU on this? 1-800-259-9231. It's clear. I mean, this was in the bag 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I think the only reason why it took 5 years was to make it look like they were actually doing something. Like, to make it look like there's some semblance of a process or some semblance of fairness.
And, you know, Ian, this is this is a very good point from which one can learn as an example of the formation of a government, because there's a really good guy out there who works at the Institute for Humane Studies, Dr. Nigel Ashford. Really good man. Used to head up the Institute for Economic Affairs down on Lord North Street in London. I visit it, pick up all sorts of things. People who are interested in them, go to their website. I think it's IEA.org. Great free market institution. Nigel was one of the people who worked with Margaret Thatcher way back in the early 80s, I think, to try to start up the EU to make it a free trade zone.
Mm.
And that was the whole idea. The original concept came out of Rome, and now they have their headquarters in Brussels. The EU Constitution has been written. Not only is it not a free trade zone, and Nigel is, you know, he's just totally disenchanted with the whole thing. He got away from it. And
every time you set up a government, that's what happens.
That's exactly it. The people get in and they say, oh, this is an opportunity for us to do X or Y or Z that we want to get done.
He should have read Harry Brown's book first before he decided to go and do that.
And he's a great libertarian. He was trying his best, and sure enough, he said, you know what, it fell apart. These people, you can't stop this system.
No, you can't stop it. In fact, if he had read Harry Brown before that, he would have known that even if you can design, this is what Harry talks about in Why Government Doesn't Work, great book.
Yeah.
Even if you can design in your head or on paper the perfect government program, the one that's going to help fill in the blank.
Yeah.
It will never end up that way because you're putting it in the hands of politicians. So first it becomes a political football and politicians pass it back and forth and they tack on new things and they change it. And the, you know, before you know it, by the time this bill gets passed, if it gets passed, it's not going to look anything like your original proposal.
Right.
Secondly, even if by some magic stroke of luck, your bill happens to get passed
exactly intact
as you intended it, then it will be administered and run by bureaucrats. And, of course, those bureaucrats don't have the same intentions that you did. They have the intention of expanding their bureaucracy and their power. And so, therefore, you know, 5 or 10 years later, the program is not going to be doing the same things you intended it to. And it's not going to look like you wanted it to look. And this is just the rule of government.
And
this
you look at
how it works.
And the real world implication of this $690 million here with this instance of Microsoft running into just that phenomenon that you're talking about there.
I think Microsoft should just walk away.
Don't even deal with Europe.
Yeah. You know what? Close down the European office.
Let the Europeans use Linux.
And then they could still use Microsoft products. I mean, Europe can't stop people from downloading a copy of Windows XP. And I'm sure they can't stop them from selling a copy unless they prevented all the banks from doing business with Microsoft. I mean, what could Europe do if Microsoft just said, you know what? We're closing our European office. See you guys later. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, Ian, here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier, like hundreds of our listeners have decided to do, because they want to help Free Talk Live get on more stations. The more stations we're on, the more new people come across the message of freedom and liberty. And if that's important to you, you should head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up for as little as $3 a month. Remember, we give everything away on the website. Now go ahead and compare that to those other radio talk show hosts that want to charge you $5, $6, or $7 up front to get access to their sites. Ours is free, and we're just asking you to help us out. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up and get access to the perks like the amp-only call-in line, amp-only chat room and forum, all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Just a few more thoughts on the Microsoft situation. The EU has slapped Microsoft with a $600+ million fine. And, of course, they can appeal it, I guess, to the highest court at this point in the EU, which they might do if they just feel like losing again, because the EU doesn't have any interest. I mean, really, what possibly could sway the EU to overturn this
no
fine?
Way. No way. Not a chance. They're getting $700 million. They're showing their authority and power.
Sometimes you can get the courts. Sometimes it's worth the shot. Sometimes the courts will make the right decision.
I mean, of course, and the people in Europe are so anti-capitalist anyway. They would never understand. You know, the bulk of those people are applauding this sort of thing.
It's crazy. It's a generalization, but I bet a lot of them.
Yeah, you're right. It's generalization.
And I'm sure that I mean, I guess it probably would be worth it for Microsoft to appeal it up, because I'm sure they get a decent chunk of business from the European users of their software and the businesses that are over there using their business software and that sort of thing. But just because they, I mean, my suggestion earlier was that they just pull the hell out of Europe. Just close their offices down and don't do any physical business in Europe. You could still sell your software online. You could still sell, you know, you could physically mail a copy of Windows Vista to a European user. So there's no reason why they'd have to stop doing business with Europeans. It's just that they wouldn't have a, you know, base of operations over there for them to go after. At that point, you know, how badly will their business be impeded?
Well, and if somehow the European Union did manage to clamp down on Microsoft and not allow them to sell at all, you know, they stop banks from being able to do business with Microsoft, that kind of thing. just let the average Joe just download Windows for free. They've essentially said that it's good for them when people pirate their software anyway.
Yeah.
And that way it'll still be the number one piece of, you know, the number one operating system that people use.
Right.
And you just don't sell it to businesses. And then the businesses...
Why not let the businesses have it free?
Well, that way the businesses can put pressure on the EU to overturn its decision.
Maybe.
Because the people will be used to using it on their computers at home, and then they'll have to use, I don't know, Linux or Apple or something like that at work.
Now, businesses... Now, that would be a major turn of that would be just amazing for Microsoft to make a decision like that, for them to just say, all right, we're pulling out of the European Union, and we're going to put several different translations of Windows XP available on our website. You can now download Windows XP absolutely free, burn it to a CD, and install it yourself. And that would be an amazing thing. Obviously, they wouldn't offer any tech support for those clients. I mean, they could probably offer like a tech support package to go along with it.
Yeah, maybe
you could purchase that.
Let the other stuff go free and offer a tech support package that they could sell, or offer like Windows Media Player for sale, and the rest of the software for free.
Bundle Windows XP with the Media Player?
Yeah, something like that. Or exactly. Have Windows XP go free, or a separate product just for download.
If you're giving away the operating system, is there then even, could you even have an antitrust lawsuit? I mean, you're not making any money off of it.
They're giving away the media player.
Right.
They managed to do that.
Anyway. It's just so ridiculous. You know what I thought was the funniest thing? I mentioned this thing to you guys off the air. I had to tell the listeners, this is great. There's a guy called Neelie Kroes in the EU, and get this. He is the EU Competition Commissioner. It's just incredible. He says, Microsoft cannot abuse its Windows monopoly to exclude competitors in other markets. Abuse its Windows monopoly? And he says,
there's no monopoly.
He says, I will not tolerate continued non-compliance. And he is there. Now, what kind of oxymoron is that? Competition Commissioner.
Well, he's a hired gun. He was probably brought in just to bring in as much money as possible from these big companies. $690 million? That's a haul.
Sweet. You got it.
Wow. I mean, Microsoft can probably afford it, but it's going to raise the prices for everybody as far as the cost of doing business. I hope Microsoft takes the strong position of screw you. We're not paying your fine. What are you going to do about it?
It would be great. And, you know, the problem that really bothers me is people's lives are affected by these politicians who are making decisions, and they don't even have the guts to go and try to compete. They are sitting there saying, oh, no, we know better than you how to run your company, so we'll tell you how to do it.
Yeah.
And then we'll use the force of arms if it comes down to it. We will imprison people who work for Microsoft here. We will keep you from coming to the EU. If you do come here, we'll imprison you for, you know, breach of this law or that law.
All right, gangsters don't know how to program, so they can't go out and actually get competitive. All they can do is make threats.
And there's real money that was lost here. It says here in New York, shares of Microsoft lost 0.69%. to $28.83 per share after the ruling. $28.83 after the ruling. Now, that's incredibly irksome to me, because there's real money that people have had in there. And even though it's a tiny, small, you know, 69/100ths of a percentage point, you know, this is having ramifications even beyond the business itself to the people who put the stock in the business, average Joes. And if people are angry at the business guys who run the company, well, certainly, maybe we could get somebody to say, oh, well, yeah, you know, this is affecting a grandmother on retirement. This is, in a small way, they're losing money because the EU guys are such jerks.
What about the guys working at the EU version of Microsoft? If Microsoft pulls out and says, screw you to the EU, and they say, hey, look, you guys will transfer you over to another country if you want to go there, but otherwise they're going to lose their jobs. I mean, they could actually be putting their own people out of work. They don't care about that. All they want is $600-something million.
And you know what's interesting about this, too, is, and you guys understand this, and so many of the listeners do, is how when you understand free market economics, you seem to either beforehand or at the same time come to an understanding or grasp the ethics of the golden rule. You know, leave my neighbor alone as I would like to be left alone. Treat your neighbor as you would like to be treated. And I don't understand why it's so difficult. And I mentioned this earlier when I was doing my thing today. I said, you know, I just want to leave my neighbor alone. Why can't we leave people alone?
You know, somebody called in and made an excellent point about the golden rule, and it has a hole in it. It sounds really nice on its face.
Sure.
And that's because we're all reasonable people that don't want to harm others. Right. But if indeed the rule is do unto others as you would have done unto you, If it's a masochist,
yes,
who is applying that to his life, then, right. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and beat you, Gardner, because I wouldn't mind if you beat me
back.
So maybe that's what these people are all about. They, you know, maybe they wouldn't mind a little slapping around or something like that.
They just want to have power over people.
Yeah, that's true. They don't want to get beaten up. They don't want to have their livelihoods taken from them, but they do certainly enjoy wielding their power over others, and it's sickness.
Well,
I think there's something wrong. I think there's something wrong in their head. I don't know. Can we prescribe them some medication or something to make them better? Is it possible to bring these? Is it possible that how many people in government who are in positions like this commissioner of
competition commissar? Yeah.
How many people in those positions, the positions of real power, not the little bureaucrats? They're just doing a job to collect a paycheck. The people in the real positions of power, how many of them know for a fact that they're using force over others?
I don't think they get it.
Is it 100% of them?
I don't know.
Well, they probably, they're going to do what I tell them to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they can think of force in that fashion, I'm sure.
I just wonder, because you know that the little bureaucrats, they don't really know. They don't realize that the system they're working for is based on coercion. They just don't. They just come to a job every day, they clock in, they clock out, and they get their sweet government paycheck and their sweet government benefits. And they go home and they're oblivious to all the threatened violence that goes on. In that, if you don't pay taxes, there are going to be some violent men that'll come after you and do awful things if you don't want to come with them to the jail cell. But most government bureaucrats don't realize that. But the guys at the upper end, the guys who have risen into power, the guys who are the real authoritarians, they must know, right?
Well,
they
know, and it's an interesting distinction. Well, it's an interesting point, and I wonder if there is a distinction, Ian, because you brought to mind mafiosos. And I've thought about, you know, the typical sort of cliched Italian family with the big strong-arm guy looking out for his family, but also getting sort of a kick and a thrill out of pushing people around. And we all knew somebody like that out on the playground. I wasn't one of those guys, but I knew him real well, you know. And you say there is a psychology there. Are these people a more refined and genteel version of it? Or is the psychology within the mind of the person who pushes people around such that he knows best, just shut up, don't be such an upstart, shut your mouth or I'm going to belt you because I'm the powerful one here and I really should exert my power. And, you know, if you disagree, too bad. I'm the guy who really understands, not you. Very selfish, self-motivated types of people.
Well, I think there's a penchant for order, too. Things need to be done in a certain way. Otherwise,
their version of order, and it actually, one could argue that their version of order is actually chaos.
Right.
The government,
they don't see that,
creates chaos. More on the way, especially about a nasty, sick federal prosecutor. We'll tell you about it in hour three.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.